Hello, my name is Madan Aramugam. I am a lead program manager in Azure Compute, and I'm excited to talk about Linux and open source on Azure with the introduction of Azure Infrastructure as a Service being supported through Azure Resource Manager. As you all know, every 1 in 5 virtual machines in Azure runs today on Linux, and that means a lot of customers are running really serious production workloads on Azure using open source applications on Linux. And what does Azure Resource Manager bring for those customers? Azure Resource Manager, as Corey talked about, enables a self-service template-based mechanism to create applications that you can contain in a single resource group, right? So from a Linux and open source point of view, we already have a strong history of supporting any app language, any distribution that you want to bring your applications to Azure. So as you can see in the screen here, we support a variety of distributions on Azure. We allow the ability to kind of bring your own images, start from a community-based images, or start from an Azure Marketplace-based content. We support Docker through our extension model. It allows you to create a container-based microservices architecture on Azure. And we also allow you to use any favorite language of your choice, whether it's PHP, Ruby, Java, or Python. We also have a suite of DevOps solutions starting from Chef and Puppet, and we are also starting to support SaltStack and Ansible. So any application that you want to run on Azure, you know, we should be able to support you. We've been supporting a slew of enterprise workloads that are running on Linux as well, you know, primarily DataStax and Cloudera, and also the traditional relational database applications from IBM and Oracle. And these are exciting because the big compute and the big data applications that run on Linux, you know, it allows you to do take advantage of the cloud economies of scale, where you can rapidly burst the capacity as you need, but paying a fraction of cost is what you would pay on premises. So now let's take a look at what Azure Resource Manager does for, you know, Linux and open source applications. So if you look here, you know, we have a variety of templates that built based on, you know, Linux applications. We have Elasticsearch that is built on Ubuntu here. We have a group of applications that are created to create a Postgres SQL cluster. And we also have an application that's built on Mesosphere. So if you can see, we are enabling a whole set of partner ecosystems to build on top of Azure through the power of Azure Resource Manager. Through a single template file, you can create a number of virtual machines that you can deploy in a single click. And I'll actually show you a demo of how that is done. So when you talk about partners, the Azure Resource Manager enables you to kind of create a platform as a service on top of infrastructure as a service. And we are excited to talk about some new partners in the platform who are building solutions on top of Azure Resource Manager. In terms of the platform as a service solutions, you know, we are working with Aprinda to bring their Aprinda Grid solution in our marketplace. So using the template mechanism, you can actually deploy an entire Aprinda Grid within a few minutes. We are also working with Jelastic, who's a Java-based platform as a service application, to enable their runtime support on Azure, again, through the Azure Resource Manager. We are also working with Cloud Foundry to enable open source Cloud Foundry to support Azure through a Bosch cloud provider interface for Azure. And last but not the least, we are also working with Canonical to support their open orchestration tool called Juju, again, a solution that they will build on top of Azure Resource Manager in our Azure Marketplace. So it's pretty exciting, you know, what the template mechanism allows you to kind of bring in terms of the partner ecosystem and bringing your own images. We talked about Mesosphere. The container ecosystem is taking off, and Mesos is one of our partners who's building some exciting solutions for orchestrating containers and managing groups of containers, right? You know, tens and thousands of containers. So we have a template here, as you can see, that allows you to just, you know, click and create a Mesosphere cluster either for your development purposes or a fully production-ready cluster with a master that you can create a number of VMs that can host thousands and thousands of containers. So let me go through an experience of what you would find when you actually get into the preview of Azure Resource Manager. What I have here is a simple JSON file that describes a Django Python app. So as you can see here, It's a pretty simple JSON. It's creating a virtual machine, a bunch of resources, including network, public IP, a NIC, and a DNS name. And what you would see here, if I scroll down, I'm basically using the custom script extension for Linux to install the Django application framework into the virtual machine once the virtual machine is created. So all I'm doing is essentially using the virtual machine custom script extension and running this script that will install Django application framework into my application. So now, in order to deploy, all it takes is a simple command. And as you can see here, it's basically I'm creating a new deployment. I'm calling it resource group 3, and I'm passing in the JSON file. And once I press go, it'll ask me for some of the parameters that I need to pass in order to create this application framework inside a virtual machine. So I will pass in a storage account name, storage34. I'll have a username. Let's say Azure user. I'll send a password. And then a unique DNS name. And that's it. You know, it's actually going and creating deployment. Within a few seconds, you will actually see the entire application built on, entire application built on Azure. So I welcome you all to actually try this capability and give us feedback. Thank you. Thank you for watching.